George Reedy on 90.
President?
How are you?
Pretty fair. I was just getting set for the briefing. Want to know if there's anything particular you wanted me to go over?
No,
I was just going to run down the schedule myself with him.
I don't think so. We got a good day. I went over my intelligence material and talked to some of my staff people this morning and read Newsweek, Business Week, and Reporter, and Time, and looking at life now, and met with Sam Irwin and Everett Jordan. They wanted to talk about tobacco research, but that's off the record.
That's off the record, yes.
I did nothing, but I got a good rest, got some good sun, felt good. Had had a good meeting at the ranch. I gather your reporters want to see me. They talk about the. I thought this was McKnight. Knight was awfully ugly yesterday. Said I'm glad to see you. If he won't see me, why in the hell didn't he call me? Come in.
That's just Bill Knight.
Yeah. What are you trying to be funny?
Mm-hmm. He's only got 5 months to go. Then he retires.
Any good?
No. He's mediocre. He's not bad, but he's just mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
I think they just sent him up here to the White House for the last couple of years in order to, well, kind of retire him. He has some kind of a circulatory problem with his legs. He can't run around much.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we never put him in a pool.
Mm-hmm. So, I just spent, I got home Friday, and I spent Friday and Saturday and Sunday, except for a couple hour boat ride, doing nothing but lolling around the house and reading and trying to get up on all the reports I had.
Good.
And I've got a pretty active schedule this week. I'm meeting with McNamara and Ball and Bundy. And
I talked to Bundy about the National Security Council meeting. He doesn't want it on the right. He doesn't want the subject matter mentioned yet. He said at the meeting there may be a decision to say something about it afterward, so he said I should be there. But aside from that, I'm just going to tell him we'll be out in the Rose Garden for this equal employment opportunity thing. And the ceremony in the cabinet room tonight where you press that button.
I thought equal opportunity, they're just going to come in my office.
No, sir, it's out in the Rose Garden. They present you with a report.
Mm-hmm. All right.
They're meeting over in the executive office building now.
Mm-hmm.
And the one question that might arise, or there are two questions that might arise, one is on the story this morning that Papandreou is saying no on the talks with Turkey. I checked with Bundy, and Bundy says nothing's been received on that yet, although they know it's coming. So that's an easy one for today. And the other one is this business about the Soviet proposal to the Japanese to a permanent UN peace force.
Mm-hmm.
Mac tells me that he thinks I ought to say that although we don't know about this proposal yet, we always welcome such discussions. And Ambassador Stevenson will be meeting with Ambassador Fedorenko this afternoon.
I wouldn't say welcome. I'd just say we don't know about it, but they'll be meeting.
I think Matt said we're always ready to discuss any serious steps.
I just say that we haven't read it, that Ambassador will be meeting with us this afternoon, that if anything comes in like that, that, of course, we'll give it attention.
Right.
I don't want to be getting us welcoming or ready or anxious to be negotiating any peace away with these boys right now because Goldwater will murder us on it.
Yeah. Incidentally, did you, have you noticed who Goldwater's press man is?
No.
Ed Miller, whom I know quite well. And he's a very dangerous man. He used to be a specialist in covering the House Un-American Activities Committee for the old New York Sun. And he's a real hatchet man, a real, very good at personal attacks upon people. He went from the New York Sun to Fulton Lewis Jr. And he went from Fulton Lewis Jr. to the National Association of Manufacturers. I saw him a few months ago, and he'd about decided the National Association of Manufacturers was too left-wing for him, I think.
Why don't you put that out to Drew Pearson? Why don't you call him in, get him that background, and let him write it?
I think I will.
You ought to be doing that more at column. I think you spend too much time just briefing and not enough columning. I would have a couple of columnists every day and give them some.
Okay,
I just do it in the afternoon, just regular. This little bunch of pig punts, the punks that argue around here, they don't ever get us any news. All they do is just needle and raise hell, and there's nothing constructive about this crowd here, I've decided. And the least time we waste on them, the better, except just to say yes or no to them. But I would spend some time using my place to talk some of these columnists.
Right, I see quite a few of them. I'll step it up.
Okay.
Yes, sir.